Hey, welcome back to the Breaking Western podcast. My name is Angela Meyer. I am sitting here with Abby Peters, and we have no guests today. It is just us, but we figured that this is a brand new platform and you guys may have no idea who the hell we are. So we wanted to come on here, introduce ourselves, and just give you guys like the quick history behind Abby's and Angie's and where we have come from and how we got here in the last 14 years of our friendship. So Abby's going to start us off taking us back to 2007.
The very beginning.
Where we first met and what that looked like for us.
Well, folks, listen. They were simpler times. It was freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. I was just starting at the Big Bad Public School, coming fresh out of Catholic elementary, and I was terrified. I remember losing sleep for weeks on end, wondering what I would wear to school, not only on the first day of school, because I know we all thought about that, but for all the days that came after it. Because I no longer only had to decide what color button-down I would wear. What color Sophie shorts I would wear under my plaid skirt.
Oh. How many times did you roll your Sophie shorts? Because I feel like that was a big deal.
Sometimes just once to show the white because that was hashtag fashion and I was tall enough. Sometimes twice if I was feeling scandalous.
I was a 2 to 3. Ooh. I know, but you're a little bit taller than me.
Hence why I was afraid of public school. So here we are. Truthfully, we've talked about this on a number of occasions, and we can't quite remember where exactly we met.
Yeah.
During freshman year, but it might have had something to do with running track and cross country together. It probably didn't. I will tell you all that at some point our friendship evolved to us deciding that we wanted to learn how to play guitar together, and we really bonded.
We really did.
Over sitting together on my parents' green painted wooden front porch, learning OG Taylor Swift songs. Mm-hmm. We're talking like Hey Steven, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Hey Steven,
our song.
Yeah.
Take it away.
No, I'm good. I just needed a few bars there.
Well, and then in true Taylor Swift fashion, like writing really angsty love songs of our own, pining of after course. all of these sweet men we'll never see again.
Yeah.
So fast forward to this moment, and the two of us are sitting here. But really, I think, you know, what happened in between is what happens to a lot of people is just that, you know, through the course of high school and after, we both just started doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Drifted apart. And then have somehow found our way back into this moment.
Yeah. I went to business school.
And I was in studying social. Yeah. Studying social work and then ended up in the Peace Corps.
Crazy difference. So I stayed home. You were, where all were you? Like South Africa.
Yeah. So
Caribbean.
When I studied social work, art, and American Indian and Native studies, which are three.
Just like the trifecta.
Yeah. Just like the power pyramid. those were pretty diverse. And so I was getting to the end of social work and kind of wondering what I was going to do moving forward. I had applied for Teach for America, accepted a position with them. Well, not accepted, but was offered a position with them teaching English in the Mississippi Delta and wondering if that's what I wanted to do. And I was working on my practicum for my social work degree in Haiti with an organization, medical clinic there. And was really grappling with that. It didn't feel like something I was super passionate about, but again, wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And I had met someone through the organization that I was doing my practicum with who had asked if I ever considered doing Peace Corps. And I hadn't, but I came back to the States. It was within maybe 2 weeks of the application deadline, so I thought, hey, why not? Threw my hat into the ring. And then within a couple of weeks, was offered an interview for Mozambique, which is in Southern Africa. Took the interview, and then within a few weeks of that, was offered a position as a community health volunteer. And so within a year of deciding that I would apply, I had accepted a position and was moving to the other side of the world to live insane. And work for 2 years.
Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Peace out.
And so I did that. And then since then, I've been working again with a public health based organization in Haiti, working remotely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's been pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stayed here.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I stayed here. I lived at home, went to college, got my degree, majored in business management, minor in psychology, and the whole time I was trying to figure out how to do music, and at the same time, you know, thinking that I needed a backup plan, and I needed, I don't know, somebody to give me permission to be able to do music rather than just, like, grabbing the bull by the horns and, like, going after it. So I was a nanny for 3 years after college and decided that I needed to try and do music full time. And so I figured out how much money I would need to supplement that income and just went at it from purely a business standpoint because I knew I'd always love it, but I didn't know if I could make it as a business. And so from there, I just started traveling a little bit more, went to a few more exciting places like Lewistown, Montana, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Dallas-Fort Worth area, doing like cowboy poetry gatherings and Western music festivals. And yeah, that was the summer, I guess the year leading up to us like rekindling our friendship, so to speak. Abby decided she missed me and
everyone listen, prepare yourselves because she is about to spew a bunch of half-truths.
She slid into my DMs. We can agree on that.
Technically.
Yeah. She said, "I miss you." And from there,
I'm going to let her correct herself.
She said, "I've just always looked up to you. You're the person I want to be."
Oh, God. Well, there we go. The first true thing she said this whole time.
So basically, I thought she worked for like a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme and
so
wanted
offensive.
Me to join it. And because everyone from high school that reaches out to you after high school, like that's what they want. So to be fair, I wasn't out of line.
To be fair, we've all been there, but.
Right. But this was innocent enough. And so we went out and got a drink. And we were supposed to have a drink, and we sat there for 6 hours, which was truly a premonition on the rest of our history moving forward.
It was accurate. It was definitely accurate.
I think we said the same thing today.
Here we are.
And here we are.
And so the funny thing about that is, you know, it had been 5, 6, 7 years, I'm not sure how long, since we had seen each other. We meet up just to kind of catch up. Get talking about things, and it was kind of like, even though we had split in different directions, a lot of what we were doing was still really closely aligned. Mm-hmm. And so step for step, she and I could look at each other's journeys and still relate, which is really cool. And as we're going through this, she starts talking about her boyfriend who we both also went to. We graduated from high school together, who is raising bucking bulls for the roadkill with his family. She's telling me about this, and I was like, oh, very interesting. Tell me more. Next time you go to a rodeo, let me know. I'd be interested in checking that out. And so she tells me, like, oh, actually, in a few days, do you want to come? So we hadn't seen each other in, like, 7 years. This is the first thing we do together.
Is drive halfway across the state to a rodeo.
Literally, to the other corner of the state.
Yeah, yeah. But it worked out.
It did.
What was good is we still got along enough.
It worked.
So from there, we just started trying to figure out how to collaborate a little bit. Of course, going to rodeos, you see all kinds of fashion and vintage things happening, and you listen to old 80s, 90s country on the way there, and you're just like, what happened to these like obnoxiously amazing fringe outfits, high-waisted jeans? Like,
it's really where rodeo peaked, dare I say.
Truly. And so we decided we wanted to collaborate a little bit more. I was going out to New York for a show in August, and you were supposed to be leaving the country.
I was. I spent all of last summer just waiting to go back to Haiti. I was supposed to be living there. I got pulled out. Was supposed to be going back. Situation wasn't allowing for it, and so I feel like every other week I had a plane ticket booked, mm-hmm. and then within a few days,
it just wouldn't work.
It would fall through. So same thing with New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be leaving the day before. I got a phone call saying it has to be pushed back. I get off the phone with my boss. Instead of calling the airlines, I immediately call Angela. I'm like, listen, sweetie, my bags are packed. Do you still have space? And then I called the airlines later.
Yeah. No, it worked out, though. We got to New York. Had never been there before. Had you been to New York before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New York City, though, which is very different than upstate New York.
Gotcha. So we are upstate New York, Utica, to be specific. We met a wonderful woman named Heather while we were there. Shout out to Unstoppable You. She has an amazing podcast and coaching
group. She's a boss A-B.
We love her. So we ended up getting really close with her, like, mm-hmm. within 2 days of being there. And she let us stay with her family and, like, was just an amazing person to us. And which led us to going to Puerto Rico earlier this year.
Whole
other podcast. But yeah, everything is very, like, serendipitous when we are together.
I think that was the trip that kind of set things into motion.
Yeah.
On the drive back, we were just going to take the same route that we had, mm-hmm. like, driving through the Rust Belt, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of on a whim decided, let's check out Niagara Falls and we'll just go ahead and drive back through Canada. And then somewhere in the middle of that, Angela started getting into contact with people who were scheduling musical performances for mm-hmm. the NFR.
Yeah, which was on my goal sheet, but, you know, sometimes you put things on your goal sheet that you literally don't know.
Aspirational.
Yeah, how that will happen. And so I just happened to see, I think it was off of an Instagram story, somebody's looking for musicians, and I was like, yep, I want to do that. And so right away when I figured out we were going to Vegas for real and performing, I was like, Abby, I would be honored to wear your garments on my body, friend.
And so just to rewind for me, like, clothing wasn't something that I really had been doing for a long time. My grandmother was an incredibly talented sewist who made all of her own clothes, made clothes for my mom and all of her siblings, which, like, my mother still cringes at to this day, but I think is, you know,
amazing,
incredible. My aunt sews. She actually bought me my first sewing machine. Some might call it ancient. It's really from the 1960s. And so she taught me how to sew on that. My grandma taught me how to hand stitch. When I came back from Peace Corps, I was really struggling with, like, clothing and identity and social justice and how, you know, the areas in which all of those meet. But really just, like, clothing as a form of expression. Mm. And so when Angela found out about NFR, and based on all of our conversations mm-hmm. that we had had leading up to that, we just thought, wow, what an incredible moment to collaborate and really lift up her music in mm-hmm. in a visual way.
Because I had never really thought about that outside of, like, obviously when you wear certain things, you feel good in them. But you really opened my eyes to how empowering it is to have a garment that fits you, have a garment that, like, speaks what you're looking to say to people before you even open your mouth. And that was really inspiring to me. And I think we're definitely going to get into that in this podcast a lot more. Not this specific episode, but others, and definitely bring some people on to talk about fast fashion, ethics within the clothing industry.
Creative industry.
Yeah, as a whole. We touched on that. The last podcast we did, you guys should definitely check out if you haven't already, with Double M Beadwork, Kenzie. She talked about some artistic integrity issues, which we're big into as well. So we got really inspired when we were out in Vegas, especially kind of solidified this idea of a podcast and all of the amazing people we met out there. We want to really bring some of these issues that nobody's talking about to light and to give people a new perspective and a new way of looking at it, because there's so many people out there putting in your face, like, buy this, buy this, buy this.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as many people out there putting in your face, like, hey, how do you feel about that? Like,
mm-hmm.
do you need it? Do you, like, how was it made? All of this stuff. So Yeah.
There's that, and on top of it all, there's this whole, like, influencer craze. Mm-hmm. There's this whole thing about image, mm-hmm. and really there's so much work that goes in to creating kind of your brand, a style, and marketing who you are as a person, that I think we're not always talking about, because mm-hmm. it's so easy to look at the finished product and say goals looking at everything that goes in on the back end of that to lead us to that finished product that we're seeing.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, influencer culture kind of preys on insecurity, that you want to look like that person, and so people know that, and so they put that person in front of you, like, buy this thing and you're gonna be them, instead of, like, empowering people to wear things that feel good to them, how to style their body, how to measure their body, like, all of these things, and then working with people like you that make clothing that are able to actually make that garment come to life.
And really how to be authentic with your own voice for someone like you, for example, who's a musician. How are you constantly and consistently broadcasting yourself mm-hmm. in your truest form in a way that other people are constantly looking at you and saying, oh,
yeah,
like, that's Angela, and right. I'm drawn to her because of who she is.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's kind of an overview of what is coming ahead for you guys that are our listeners, but we wanted to hop on here and introduce ourselves so you get a little better idea of who we are. So if you have any questions, feel free to drop them in our DMs. We are at AngelaMeyer23 on Instagram, and you say yours, Abby, I don't want to say it.
At Abby from Iowa.
There she is. So we'll see you guys over on Instagram. Make sure to give this a 5-star review if you like the podcast today. I think that's what all the kids are doing on this platform. Sure.
Definitely.
But share it with nothing else with your friends. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight or today, whenever you're listening. And we'll see you in the next episode. Just kidding, we won't, because it's a podcast.
Thanks for hanging out with us, y'all.